Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. This is Doug Johnson. On our show this week, music from this year's top Grammy nominees, and a question from China about the meaning of a hat trick. But first, a little lesson in astronomy. Next Tuesday is the December solstice. At 12 hours 42 minutes Universal Time, the sun will reach the point farthest south on its path. Winter will officially begin for people in the northern half of the world, and summer for those in the south. Jim Tedder has more.
We do not usually think of the sun moving north to south in the sky, only east to west. But the movement northward and southward marks the change of seasons. The word solstice comes from Latin. It means that the sun is standing in place. The December solstice takes place when the sun is directly overhead at the Tropic of Capricorn. São Paulo, Brazil, is along this southern latitude. The June solstice takes place when the sun is directly overhead at the Tropic of Cancer. That is about the same northern latitude as Havana, Cuba. On that day, around June 21st, the sun appears at the northernmost position in the sky. People who live at or near the equator are said to live in the tropics. That is, the area between the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn. These are simply lines drawn on a map to mark the area that receives sunlight directly overhead during the year. The distance between them is about 2,500 kilometers. People who live along the equator experience fairly equal days and nights all year. Next Tuesday, here in Washington, we will have about 9.5 hours of daylight. The farther north you travel, the longer the nights are. Reykjavik, Iceland, will have less than 4 hours of daylight. But in Murmansk, Russia, the sun will not rise at all on the day of the solstice. In fact, people there last saw the sun on December 3rd, and they will not see it again until January 7th.
Our question this week comes from a listener in China named Reed. He often hears the expression hat trick used about football. He would like to know what this means. Football? We thought it came from ice hockey. Well, we discovered that the term hat trick really came from the British sport of cricket in the 1800s. The Oxford English Dictionary says a hat trick is when one bowler in cricket takes 3 wickets by 3 balls, usually one after another. Players often received a new hat from their team as a reward. The expression hat trick in cricket first appeared in print by the late 1870s. Over the years, the term spread to other sports. For example, in horse racing, a hat trick is when a jockey wins 3 races in one day. In hockey and soccer football, a hat trick is when a player scores 3 goals in a single game. And just recently, we saw the term used in a headline on a story about a game in American football. It was about a player who scored, you guessed it, 3 touchdowns. Hat trick is sometimes used in baseball when a player hits a single, double, triple, and home run in one game. Yes, that's 4 things, but who's counting? Today, people use hat trick to mean just about anything that comes in threes. Examples might include a lawyer who wins 3 cases one after another, or a politician who has won 3 elections. So, if you know someone who has made 3 victories of any kind, you can say that he or she has scored a hat trick. But there is another term we hear nowadays, a play on the word repeat. Three-peat. The National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences has just announced the nominations for its yearly Grammy Awards. The awards will be presented in February. The Grammys recognize excellent musical recordings and those who create them. Faith Lapidus tells us who has the most nominations this year.
The artist with the most nominations for Grammy Awards this year is Kanye West. He is nominated for 10 awards, including Best New Artist, Album of the Year, and Song of the Year. That nominated song is on the nominated album, College Dropout. Here it is, Jesus Walks.
We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Know what the Midwest is, young and restless, but restless might snatch your necklace. The next these might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, if you alone, I leave you breathless. Try to catch it, kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, now check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing and arrest us, saying we eat pieces of like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of what's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone till November. I got packs to move. I hope
God show me the way. Usher has 8 Grammy nominations. His best-selling album is the nominated Confessions. It has sold about 7 million copies. Here is the top song from that album, Yeah.
Peace up, A-Town Dad.
Let's go. When I told her, I said, yeah. Trying to get down, you see, come and get me.
Another artist with 8 Grammy nominations is Alicia Keys. Her Best Album nomination is for The Diary of Alicia Keys. We leave you now with Alicia Keys singing a song from that album. It is nominated for Best Song, If I Ain't Got You.
Some people live for the fortune. Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power, yeah. Some people live just to play the game. Some people think that the physical things define what's within. And I've been there before, but that life's a bore, so of the superficial. Search for a fountain that promises forever young. You know, some people need 3 dozen roses, and that's the only way to prove you love them. Hand me the world on a silver platter.
This is Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed American Mosaic. This program was written by Mario Ritter and Nancy Steinbach. Paul Thompson was the producer, and our engineer was Ephraim Drucker. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.